church say amen.
Amen.
God is good. And all the time, God is good. This morning, we are blessed once again to be able to come out to serve God in spirit and in truth. Thank God for His goodness and mercy. I sometimes forget, and I don't often say to the ladies, but to the ladies who do the little things like put water up here for me to drink, I thank you for it. Especially when it's very cold like it is this morning. So thank you. I don't mean to not say thank you, but sometimes it just slips my mind. So thank you, ladies. This morning, we're going to talk about something that we've talked about before, and I think that sometimes we need a review of things that happen in life. And in life, things do happen sometimes over and over again. But you know what? The same God that made us is the same God that can help us and get us through whatever we're going through. So this morning, we want to talk about when troubles come up on us. When troubles come up on us. Let us go to God in prayer. O righteous God, O heavenly Father, thank you this morning for blessing us and giving unto us, especially for giving unto us your Son, Jesus. We thank you, O heavenly Father, for everything that you do for us. We thank you for the blood that ran down the cross, that came to wash us clean and create the church of Christ, build the church of Christ for us to worship in. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for our leadership this morning in their families, that they keep the rules and the regulations going, that we may serve thee in the proper manner. Thank you, O Lord, for the brethren that have taken part in the services thus far. Thank you, Father, for them and their family as well. Thank you, O Lord, and blessed be your name. Thank you for everything, Lord, that you have given unto us, including the waking up this morning of our sleepy bodies. Thank you for food, shelter, and clothing. Thank you for the rain that fell on yesterday. And just thank you, O Lord, for the Church of Christ, especially this local congregation. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all you do for us. Thank you, and I pray this morning, Father, for those who are sick and shut in, those who have lost loved ones. Please, Father, strengthen them in the manner that you know best how to do. And we know we can leave it up to you and it shall be done. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray for those who are running and ruling our country and our world. We pray, O Lord, that those who make the rules and the regulations that we live by, that they will not make any rules or regulations that would hinder us from worshiping thee, O Lord, in the proper way. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you for the soldiers who stand guard on the front lines of the battlefield all over the world. Thank you, Father, for everything. Thank you for anything, and thank you especially for all things. Thank you, O Lord, and give us this day and help us, Father, to serve thee right now in spirit and in truth. Help us to do the right thing and live the right way, O Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I ask it all and many other blessings. Let us all say amen. Amen. Troubles come to all people. It does not matter who we are, where we are, nor what we are. For troubles do not respect any of us. Troubles come most of the times unannounced. And I can tell you right now, we can't Facebook our way over trouble. There's one thing that I do know, that, and that is that God has given us a plan to help us through our trouble and difficult times. Man can construct walls, but he can't keep trouble out. Man can build bridges, but we can't get over troubles. We can wear armor-plated apparel, but trouble will still get to us. This leaves us with only God to get us through, around, and over troubles. Here in the 37th division of Psalms, we find help through the words of David. Troubles can come in many forms, whether it's wicked people, domestic troubles, or just life's problems. These are all kinds, there are all kinds of things, but in our text, we are told in verse number 1, not to fret because of evildoers. And be not envious against the workers of iniquities, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass that withers. When people cause us trouble, we can take it all to God. We need to learn to trust in the Lord. How many times have you heard people to say, "I trust in the Lord," only to see them a little while later saying, "I don't think the Lord heard my prayer because I'm still going through some stuff." To those, I would say, your faith must be that of only not only of believing that God can, but also that he will. In verse 3 of our text, the writer starts out with the words, "Trust in the Lord and do good." Look at verse number 3 in Psalms chapter 37, 1 through 8. Verse number 3. I'm in the wrong place. No wonder my book wasn't, my Bible wasn't reading right. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Now, trust in the Lord. That's the thought I want you to take for a moment and hear the words of the Lord. Trust in him. He did not say trust in the Lord and still keep bringing up the matter. Don't keep talking about it to others nor complain about it. We should have come to know by now that the same clock that we use is not the clock that God tells time by. Trust means to have confidence in God. Just as the Bible spake in Matthew 27 and 43, where it says of Jesus, he trusted in God. Did not God deliver him from the grave? Watch the first chapter of 2 Corinthians verse 9. The Bible says, "But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead." Do you understand what that means? That God has the power to do all things and everything. He can raise the dead. We must have faith that God will deliver us. And with this faith, we look above the storm clouds of trouble and look to the mighty hand of God. According to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 6, the Bible says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he, God, is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." What can we accomplish without God? I say nothing. So if we go to him with our problems, we should believe and trust in him that he will handle them. Whatever storm cloud that may be hanging over you, we should trust in God and believe that he will remove it if we simply but seek him. You know, trusting in God, that's a tall order for some, because many folk like to think that because the money that we use says, "In God we trust." But sometimes "in God we trust" is just something that people say. It doesn't really mean that they really trust. But the Bible tells us to trust in God. Trust in him and he will see you through. Now, I'm not saying that God will remove everything, but you owe it to God to turn it over to Him if you trust in Him. Then the next thing I want you to look at is verse number 5, where it says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Commit to the Lord. When we use the term commit in the spiritual sense, it means to allow God to be in charge of our lives. Who can control like God can control? Who is in control just like God is in control? In Psalms 37 and verse 5 and 6, in Job 37 verses 5 and 6, the Bible says in part, "Great things doeth He which we cannot comprehend." What kind of things can He do? Well, in verse 6, He can say to the snow, "Be thou on earth." Why not commit to one who controls the snow and the rain? One who is able to command snow to cover the earth and then the rain to wash it away if He wants it to. He can do the same with the troubles and the trials that we face. You know, and I don't know of anyone that at some point in time haven't had any troubles and trials. Some of our lives are so full of troubles and trials, we just don't think that God can get us through them. But if we commit to the Lord, as Paul spoke in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12, he said, "Suffer these things. Nevertheless," look what he said. He said, "I'm not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed in, and persuaded that, and am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day." Our text in verse 5 tells us to commit our ways to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Commit your life so that He becomes the master and we become the servants. He becomes the head and we become the body. He becomes the shepherd and we become the sheep. He becomes the speaker and we become the listeners. And that's the problem with many of us. We don't want to listen. The Bible has already told us what God expects of us, but many of us say, "I can do it better." Or so they think. When we allow God to become the speaker and we become the listeners, we'll obey Him and look and watch our troubles as they roll away. Now, as I said, the clock that God uses is not the same clock that we use. So I ask you to consider the fact that God may not work as fast as you want Him to work. God may not work as quickly as you think He should work. But thank God you don't run and control the world like God runs and controls the world. I thank God this morning that He is God and that we can be His servants here on this earth. Then we need to rest in the Lord. Look at verse number 7, if you will. It says, "Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass." Verse number 7 tells us to wait patiently for him. We have no need to concern ourselves with what others may have and what we do not have. We don't need to be concerned over the prosperity of the wicked, because troubles will come their way in a little while also. When we become tired, weary, and feel like all that's left is for me to do is to give up, help is there for us when we come to the Lord. How can we know this? Because the Word tells us through an invitation from Jesus. Look, if you will, with me in chapter 11 and verses 28 through 30. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God is able, church. He gave us an invitation. He invited us to come and lean on Him and bring our troubles to Him. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 18 and verse number 1, always to pray and faint not. In other words, don't give up. So somebody might be asking this morning, can prayer work for us? Because he said it and he was talking to those people back then, but can prayer really work for us? The answer may be found in Philippians chapter 4, verse number 6 and verse number 7. It says, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds in mind through Christ Jesus. In other words, tell the Lord about everything. Tell Him about all things. Tell Him what may be bothering you. Tell Him what may be ailing you, that you may receive His peace. In Psalms 37 and verse number 8, I want you to notice what 37 and verse number 8 says. It says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. In other words, don't become like the evildoers. Keep yourself above the fray. Cease from anger. And that's a hard thing for some Christians to do. But all I want you to do is just consider that the Bible says, cease from anger. Let it go. Whatever it is, it brings up, if it brings up anger, give it over to the Lord. Hate, resentment, bitterness, strife. Turn it over, church. Finally, in verse 37, in verse number 30, chapter 37 of Psalms, in verse number 34, look what the Bible says. Verse number 34 says, wait on the Lord and keep His way, and He shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. He knows when to handle whatever He needs to handle. We don't have to question God. God knows His business. He's been doing it long before we came on the scene. And He'll be doing it long after we're off the scene. No matter what it is that you got you hung up, give it over to God and then wait on Him to handle it. He knows when to handle it. Stop trying to outrun God to the outcome. Let God handle it, for our outcome may not be God's outcome. Even if you do think you get there first, it may not be the way God was going to solve the issue. I'm reminded of a man standing on a bridge contemplating jumping off to end all of his troubles. And a policeman saw him, ran over and began to talk to him, asking him what was wrong. The man began to explain his troubles. He said that his wife had left him. His son had died. His daughter had begun to hang with the wrong crowd. And the final straw came when the bank notified him that they were foreclosing on his home. The policeman looked at him and said, stop, don't tell me anymore about your troubles. Give me your hand and let's jump together. Sometimes trouble can overwhelm us. Sometimes it's more trouble than you can bear. But sometimes all you got to do is give it over to the Lord and let Him work it out for you. We should be so glad today that a better way out of despair and troubles, that God is a better way out of despair and troubles. There's no reason for anyone to quit life before God calls us. Just as God is able to get us through trials and tribulations and storms, if we simply but call on Him. Our text let us know that the wicked who seem to prosper will have to face the same God we must face one day. We have the opportunity to call on His name. We can trust in Him. We can commit to Him and we can rest in Him. Look at verse number 9, if you will, of Psalms 37. Verse 9 says, "For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." I tell you something, church, about God. I didn't say it early this morning because I'm going to use it now. But God is good. And all the time, God is good. You know how good God is? Let me just tell you how good God is. God got us up this morning. And I know I say that all the time, but if I can say it, that means He got me up too. If you can say it, that means He got you up too. God is good all the time. And when I got up this morning, I had a choice to make. Do I eat? Because God has given me food to eat. Or do I not eat? That was my decision to make. Do I drink? Or do I not drink something? That was God's decision for me. That was God giving me the ability to choose my drink if I wanted to. But you know something? As good as God is to us, some of us don't appreciate it. Some of us just don't appreciate it. We think we can be better to us than God can be to us. But I tell you that we can't. God gave us His Son. And His Son gave us the church of Christ. And the church is where we come to worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, somebody said, well, how do you know that Christ built the church? Because He said, upon this rock, I will build my church, in Matthew 16 and verse number 18. Now, that leaves nothing to wonder about. He said, upon this rock, I will build my church. Now, if it's my church, the church of Christ, must be called the church of Christ because He said it's mine. He showed ownership, did He not? And when He shows ownership, if you say this is my car, that means for me to stay out of it unless I'm invited into it. This is my house. Don't come to my house unless I invite you, because it's yours. It's mine. And so Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So I'm telling you this morning, there is no better place than the Lord's church. The Lord's church is the only church. And I know what you're going to say, how come there are so many others out there? Well, I'll tell you something about that. There are many others because man wants to believe in himself. He wants to believe that he is so righteous. And I've told you before that man, a good man and a righteous man, is two different things. But all I'm saying to you this morning is that how good God is and how good we can be toward God if we but just trust in the Lord. Commit our ways to the Lord and then rest in the Lord. Troubles will melt away. Now, I'm not going to say that you're going to get a lot of money, because that's what this world's standard is, money. And we say that the more money I have, the more freedom I have. But that's not necessarily so, is it, church? The more money you have, the more problems you have. But the good part about having those problems is that you can pay them off. But I tell you something. God is still good even if I don't have a lot of money. And I know one thing about it. God is better than all of the money in the world. God is good. And so I say to you this morning, if you're going through some stuff, turn it over and give it over to God. Let God handle it for you. And if you think it's too small for God to handle, give it to Him anyway. If you think it's too large for Him to handle, give it to Him anyway. God is able to make the small the great, and He's able to make the great the small. God is willing and able if you just but trust in Him, commit your ways to Him, and rest in the Lord. If there's anyone here this morning who is not a member of the Lord's body, you come by hearing, come by believing, come by repentance, confessing, and then being baptized. But if you've already went that way and you've walked astray, you need to come back to the Lord. And if you've already went back, then you come forward and ask the church to help you to pray to regain your sense of loyalty to the Lord, that your faith may be strengthened. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.